find out what everyone will be talking about at work. It's time for Coffee Talk on 98.3 The Coast. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Here's what Johnny and Stephanie have for you today.
We've all had a crazy neighbor in our lifetime, and if you've never had one, well, that means you're the crazy neighbor. I don't think anyone's as crazy as this lady, though. Julie Phelps of Bristol, England, recently went stir crazy from quarantining. Okay, we can all relate to that. But she went a little too far. Yeah, so far that she drove her car into her neighbor's house because she was tired of their loud music. Okay, I like, I'm all about, trying to get them to tone it down, but I don't think I would ever drive into somebody's car. But she also banged on their neighbor's door with a hammer. A judge did sentence Julie to 12 months of community service, but, you know, in her defense, she was just practicing social distancing. That's why she drove the car into the house. She just wanted to stay a car length away from them. And another reason why you should grow a beard, according to researchers, men may have developed the ability to grow beards because those beards can soften the impact of a punch to the jaw, or at the very least confuse an enemy about exactly where to throw that punch. Yes, there are actually people researching beards. I just imagine a bunch of bearded frat boys taking turns punching each other in the face. But honestly, if this job pays, then sign me up. Give me the clipboard, take some swings. But yes, there are people actually researching this. You know, there's all this other stuff going on, coronavirus, research. No, we have people that are saying, well, let's see if I punch you in the face, if your beard, if it's going to, you know, soften the blow. I mean, we all know that underneath Chuck Norris's beard is just another fist. So maybe the researchers are kind of guided by that. Oh, yeah. It is the Walker Texas Ranger Institute. That explains everything. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning. Grab yourself a cup, or maybe you're on your second cup already. It's all brought to you by our friends at Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.